Some reporters' confidential sources have been protected on a case-by-case basis, but Senator Pat Kreitlow of Chippewa Falls says it's something that really should be on the state's books.
Courts can change on a whim on the merits of a case that may or may not have good long-term ramifications to fair and protected status of journalists when working toward the public interest. So the best place for this is really in state statute, and it should have been done a couple of decades ago.
There's no formal opposition to Kreitlow's bill, but Madison attorney Steve Porter, who specializes in individual rights of witnesses, says the Shield Law would make it very difficult for judges to subpoena journalists. Supporters, however, say the plan has elements that allow courts to demand information if it's critical to a criminal investigation and if it's not obtainable by any other means. Bill Leaders of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council wonders if critics are reading the same bill when they say the measure goes too far.
I mean, ask Judith Miller, the New York Times reporter who spent a considerable amount of time in jail. She thinks that it's necessary to have protection for a reporter who grants confidentiality to a source.
The bill would only protect journalists working for established news organizations rather than, say, citizen journalists or bloggers. If passed, Wisconsin would become the 39th state to enact such a law. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.